Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, it's Daniel Smooth, host of Tied to BS. Being a part of Belly Up brings along some cool stuff and partners to join our crazy journey, that's for sure. Like Manscaped, for instance. Finally, a way to delicately clean and trim your fromundas without cutting them. Because that'll hurt like hell. Use the promo code BellyUpFantasy at manscaped.com for 20% off your next order. That's BellyUpFantasy in all caps at manscaped.com.
It's time to BS.
That's a lie. I try to do more of these, but I've been running out of time, mostly, and there's just been a lot, and I mean a lot going on over the last, I guess you want to call it a few months, but can't really do that. You know, shit's been just unfair. Shit's been unfair, life has been cruel, but at the same time, when a fork in the road happens, we find a way to, you know, get back to the swing of things, if that makes sense. By the way, if you hear a lot of clicking noises, that's me playing Xbox. So, if you have a problem with it, then don't listen to the fucking podcast. But other than that, it's just going to be me rambling today. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and we are coming to you from the beaches of Long Island, New York. It is episode 172 of Time to BS with me, Staniel Smooth. The reason why I'm playing Xbox today while recording a podcast is because I want to be able to make my mind move a lot easier, if that makes sense. See, the way my brain works is whenever I'm doing one thing, it usually doesn't focus. When I'm doing multiple things at the same time, I tend to focus. But it works in two different ways. There's a lot of background noise going on, so please, God help me. Donut, my cat, is behind me. She's wagging her tail galore, being a cat, because of course she is. She's chilling. That's all we can do. We're chilling. We are chilling today. And if you're listening, or in this case, listening on podcast platforms and YouTube included, because the audio of this is posted to YouTube. So I highly suggest you put on YouTube if you're too lazy to download a Spotify or Google or Apple Podcasts or whatever the fuck. And then just subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Just do whatever you think is right, and then go from there. You know what I'm saying? There, guy. And God, we got a crap ton to get to. We really do have a crap ton to get to. There's some stuff I really wanted to get to today. Some life talk, because of course, Aaron Rodgers potentially going to the Jets. That could be some delightful news. Just moving the microphone close for me. I could do this a lot. I'm trying to find a studio in which to record these shows, but in like, how the hell would I put it? I'm trying to not record them in my apartment anymore. I would love to record, you know, I'm in the process of also getting a fourth microphone, and, you know, there's the chair, there's my chair, which I'm sitting in, and then I have a couch, so it varies on the type of space we can get. It's a small one-bedroom apartment on Long Island. So, if you understand what the fuck I'm talking about, then you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Other than that, I don't know what to say. Except me just rambling. It's just what I do best. I ramble like the dipshit. That's not entirely true, but, you know, I tend to degrade myself a lot. You know, I really, really do degrade myself, and that's a problem. You know, some people understand the point of it, some people don't, and that's okay. What I do, when I do it, it's not to on purposely say, oh, I'm a fucking dipshit. It's like, I guess you would call it like imposter syndrome. If that makes sense. It's like a weird thing of imposter syndrome. To where I think of myself as this, you know, in reality, I know I'm not any of these things. I think of myself as like this dipshit or whatever the crap. But in reality, I tend to think of myself as a genuinely good dude. Who tries to ask people, has the backs of people that I care about. I really do try and be there for people, no matter what. And it helps. It really helps out my brain to just bullshit with people that I never thought I could bullshit with. If that makes sense. I guess. It's sort of like a reverse psychology kind of thing, but it's not. How would I describe it? I would describe it as like you're rewiring your brain. You're rewiring your brain to think that you know you're not a bad person. You know you're not. But your brain is telling you that you are. It's like when you're bullying yourself to rewire your brain to go, yeah, I know I'm not a bad person. But if you keep telling yourself that you're not a bad person, then something in your brain is going to eventually click and say, oh shit, maybe I am these things that I claim to, that I know I'm not. Great example. I was trying to find this. I don't know if you would call this a great example other than just me telling a story, but it was lacrosse in high school. I played lacrosse and football in high school. I also participated in track, which I know why I did that, but, you know, it's one of those things where it's just like, yeah, I don't know why I did that. I could just stuck to lacrosse because, you know, could. But I didn't. So, it's one of those things I regret from time to time, but, what are you gonna do? And some kid called me the R word in front of my face. And I try not to say it anymore, that word, because it's not that it, like, offends me, it just offends people, and I'd rather not just go ahead and be, you know, this guy that I want to be, but, you know, I want to be the, not the asshole, but, like, I want to be this good person. And if something offends you, then tell me. You know? If what I say offends you, then fuck damn it, tell me. You know? Just don't hesitate and tell me. And tell me that, like, hey, it's not okay that when you call, you know, your friend's stupid or something. It's like, okay, but at the same point, then don't listen to the freaking podcast. Because this is how I am as a person. You know, I know I'm a good person. But I occasionally think of myself as, oh, I'm this terrible human being. Blah, whatever, blah.
Whatnot.
Probably just give me like 10 minutes of me rambling or whatever. Then go from there. Yeah. Might just be what I'll do. Play Minecraft. Try to build this, this, like, giant tower. I had this project before. It was called the Tower of Dan. If you know me personally, you will know this project. But this is a project that goes back to the early days of Xbox Minecraft on the 360. Where I would build this enormous tower out of, like, it was originally wood, and then it burnt down because some idiot made this there it goes, self-sabotage, decided to build an incinerator on the inside of this tower. Great idea. So I made the whole thing out of iron, and it looks great. It looks really cool, it lights up and shit. It looks like, how the hell would I describe it? It looks like, not like Barbie's, no, terrible example, God. It looks like a futuristic tower that is just like, and I put like a terrarium on the inside of there. I put like exhibits on the inside of there. It's pretty cool. I figured to just have some fun and bullshit around. So we now have decided to ramble for the first almost 11 minutes of this podcast, because that's what I like to do. I like to ramble and I like to bullshit around. There's a reason why this podcast is called Time to BS, but Staying Smooth for a reason. Alright, so in the news front of the day, we have found out that the Aaron Rodgers to here in New York deal has all been, you know, finalized. That Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. Aaron freaking Rodgers, quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, four-time MVP, you name it, he's done it, is going to be a freaking Jet. My response to this whole thing is, why are we waiting on Aaron? Does he have a no-trade clause? Someone Google that. I'm not sure. But from what we know, Aaron Rodgers is going to be traded to the Jets. And all we gotta do is wait for his decision. They have the, you know, means to do it. New York does. They've cleared a shitload of cap space to do it. God help us all. But the problem is, Aaron needs to make a decision whether or not he's going to play or retire. Great. Back to Brett Favre status, are we? Yeah, did you hear that? That's Donut. That's Donut, the cat. Hi, sweet girl. You being a little shithead? Yeah, I hear you. Listen, I'm in no way, shape, or form the biggest Aaron Rodgers. I was early in his career where he wasn't a Karen or a hipster piece of you know what. He's not like a piece of shit, but it's like, dude, if you're gonna retire, just retire. Don't be Brett Favre. Don't be the dude you never wanted to be. And that's Brett freaking Favre, okay? Now, Brett Favre now, his legacy's tarnished, but Aaron, if you're going to be traded to the Jets, at least do it with dignity and go, yeah, I'm going to be traded to the Jets. I want to play for the Jets. I want to do this. I want to do that. Okay. Cool. But at the same point, I can't help but have a part of me go, why do I feel like this is going to be colossal failure? And here's why. Here is why. I think if you are the Jets, you have all the relevancy in the world to go, oh crap, we are really going to do this, are we? And the answer is yes. You are really going to trade for arguably the biggest diva in the NFL, in the biggest market, and we're going to go, yup, we think we can win a Super Bowl. That is what's going through your mind currently. You think... Now, at the same point, they also have a great defense in New York, so... I really can't say shit, but out of, if I were a fan of any of the New York teams, it'd be for the Jets. Quite honestly, because I would love to just see them do something and not be absolutely miserable of a team to watch for 25 years of my life, other than like 2 or 3 years where they were just really good. You know, in my football lifetime, which dates back to like 2004, I want to say, one of those Patriot teams. I would want nothing more than just to say, oh yeah, the Jets have won a Super Bowl my lifetime. It's like being an Islander fan. It's like being an Islander fan. Which, by the way, Iowa's Twitter is fucking toxic. There, I said it. Iowa's Twitter, you are toxic. Okay? You are. You deliberately are. You annoy me to no end. And all I see is fire Lou, fire Lou, fire Lou. When, I'm sorry, the team has won 11 of their last 14 games. They're the hottest team in the NHL, aside from Boston. Right now, they are one of the hottest teams in the league. And you still find ways to trash them. You are 5 or 6 points behind the Rangers for third place in the Metropolitan Division. Okay? Okay. Think about that crap for a second here. Just seriously think about this. You are 5 or 6 points behind the Rangers. Let me Google this real quick. Where are the Islanders standing currently? They are 5 points behind the Rangers for third place in the division. Think about that shit for a second here. This team was written off for dead just a couple months ago. Everyone was saying, oh, they should sell, they should get rid of some guys, yada, yada, yada. Josh Bailey needs to be sent to the moon. And here they are. Here they are. There, with first-year head coach Lane Lambert, I swear to fuck, I am going to have an aneurysm because Islanders Twitter never ceases to annoy the crap out of me. And all you do is give me more and more ammunition to say, screw you. Screw you. Now, this, I love this team. I do. I love my team. I have a freaking tattoo of it on my bicep for good reason. But you can't help but say, good God, Islanders Twitter's fucking toxic. Seahawks Twitter, not as bad. Not as bad. Okay? Speaking of the Seahawks, Geno Smith has been re-signed to a 3-year, 105, hold on, not 105 million. Hear me out. If you actually read the details of the contract, you will see that it is really 3 years, $75 million. And with the Chicago Bears trading away the first overall pick yesterday, you know, or today, I think it was yesterday, we can really say, okay, is Seattle going to take a quarterback? We have no idea. We don't know, because that just thwarted their potential plans of taking an Anthony Richardson with the 5th pick in the draft. Because now Carolina's the first pick. They're taking a quarterback. Houston, I would assume, is taking a quarterback. And then you get Indianapolis, who has the option of taking one of Will Levis or Anthony Richardson, and that throws you in a freaking turnstile, because the Cardinals, I don't know what the Cardinals are going to do, but at 3. But it is open season. It is open season. Anyway, back to Geno Smith. Good on Geno. I had a feeling that they being the Seahawks, were going to get this deal done. I really, really am excited for 2023. I'm excited for September. I'm excited for August. I'm excited for the 5 months of a hell-written NFL season that is coming up sooner than you think, because once the draft is over in late April, we then get to training camp. We then get to training camp, and all of a sudden, bam, we're in September. Who had money on this getting Geno Smith re-signed? Jets Twitter is losing their shit. We could have had this Geno Smith. Yeah, you could. And you didn't. Who sucks? Well, I mean, no. The Jets all of a sudden could win like 13 games, but never know. I never know these things. Let's see here. Expectations for the Seahawks in 2023. I really do think that if they do this right, and I mean if they do this completely fucking right, you could see a situation where Geno Smith could... I don't know how the NFC West is going to be. I don't know how San Francisco is going to be. San Francisco could trade for Lamar Jackson. Yeah. It's how crazy this sounds. If what we're reading is true, that Seattle could do a whole bunch of like trading down and equivalent more picks, or they could say, hey, fuck 2 first-round picks, we're going to get Joey Bosa or something. You know, because that's what they need. They need pass rushers. They need pass rushers and interior defensive lineup. Their secondary is fine. Outside of maybe Jamal Adams, but their secondary is fine. And their linebackers, depending on if Barton comes back and if Brooks comes back healthy, and if they maybe bring back Bobby Wagner for a second tour of duty, we shall see. But what will they do? What will the Seahawks do? Because that's the question here. They hold the keys to their car here with the 5th pick. What will they do? But I think Seattle wins 12 games in 23. I think they win 12 games. I think you're in contention for your division next season. I think you really are. Especially if the defense gets better. If the defense gets better, they'll be fine. But we shall see. All right. What's next on the topic of stupidity today? I'm going to check my notes real quick. Let's see here. Speaking of contracts, Lamar Jackson, good God. Good God. Write shit down real quick. There we go. I don't know what the Ravens are doing. You're pissing away an entire chance of doing something. Unless you really think that one of these quarterbacks is going to get you a Super Bowl ring. Listen, Lamar Jackson was your franchise. That's the reason why the Ravens were so good in 2020. He's literally the reason why you guys, you know, won 14 games, got the one seed in the AFC, and, you know, for the first time in history. And at the same point, he's not the problem. Coaching might literally be your biggest downfall here. Like, literally, your biggest downfall. And that's not even, like, hesitating. I'm dead fucking serious here. Your biggest downfall is probably coaching. And you're going to piss away a golden opportunity to really do something with Lamar just because you don't want to open up the vaults. He's going to get his money. That's the thing. He's getting his money. There is, like, no hesitation behind that. He's getting his money. That's the thing. But you gotta, like, say, okay, suck it up, and we need to pay this man what he really fucking wants. And collusion's right. You really want to avoid another Deshaun Watson contract? I'm sorry, Bucko. You're not avoiding it. You're making it worse. I'm going to see how long I drag this. But I'm going to give some good old-fashioned advice. Some good old advice here. Because apparently, I have given really good advice over the course of my life. Not over the course of my life, that's a terrible way of saying it, but over the course of, like, maybe a few years. I have grown a perspective on life just because, you know, I've been through my shit. I've been through a lot of bullshit in my life. I can list off the different things of it, but that's not a, like, I'm not trying to make this into a pity party or anything. I'm trying to say, you know, just because you've been through some crap doesn't mean you're better than everyone else or worse than everyone else. You are whoever you want your life to be. And if that leads to a different path than what, let's say, your family wants, or whatever the fuck you want. Like, okay, let's just say in theory. Let's say in theory, you want to be an astronaut. Okay? You want to be an astronaut. So, you want to go, hey, I'm going to do this way to be an astronaut in this amount of time. But you don't want to put in the work to do it. You just want it to happen. It's like the same with like your mental health or your physical health. You have to really look at yourself in the fucking mirror and go, okay, what happened here? What happened here? What did I do? What did I do to deserve this crap? How can I, a relatively smart individual, solve this problem? And most people want to go, oh, it's not a fucking problem. It's like, yeah, it is. Your mental health is a fucking problem. And if you don't want to accept the fact that, hey, I may have an actual problem here, instead of saying, oh, crap, maybe I really do have a fucking serious problem here. Like, you gotta learn to accept when you have an actual problem in order for you to really solve the problem. Like, on a very personal note, I have a, I wouldn't call it a eating disorder. It's a binge eating disorder. And just accepted the fact I have a binge eating disorder. And I don't, like, I try to eat for pleasure, but I also eat because I know that it's good for me. I know that food is fuel, but also helps me want to lose weight. I am 5'10", 268, let's call it. I haven't weighed myself this morning, but that's okay. I am a certain weight that I don't want to be. Because of my eating habits, I have put myself in this place to where I am in the boat of, oh crap, I really gotta lose weight, is a real fucking deal thing. You know, I've been trying to lose weight for a long fucking time. And it still takes me a while to realize, oh crap, maybe I do have an eating disorder. Like, right now I'm hungry. I know that I'm hungry. Because, you know, I gotta fucking eat. And I know that, okay, I have to eat. And I need to eat this amount of food, blah, 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 in order for me to really, lose weight. Okay? You gotta really learn to accept when you have a fucking problem in order to, go, oh shit, I really do have a fucking problem here. What do I do to solve this problem? You get what I'm saying? Like, okay. The point of what I'm trying to say is, until you realize you actually have a problem, you're never going to solve that problem. If that makes sense to you individuals out there. Okay. Mike Merce, I don't want to speak for him, but he told me years ago on this very show that, dude, I was in a bad place. I didn't know what to do with my life, and I wanted to do something about it. And I was like, dude, that's fucking awesome. I'm proud of you. And I think that's what he said. This was like a BS Sessions from a while ago. But this is, you have to really go and say to yourself, shit, maybe I do have a bit of a problem here. Maybe I do have a bit of an emotional problem, or an eating, or a physical problem, or a mental problem. Maybe I do have that. Okay? And there's stuff I can do in order to, solve this problem. You know what I'm saying? But you also can't blame everyone or everything on your problem. You can't just go out and say, oh, I have autism, or and that's, you know, my fault or whatever the fuck. You can't just do that, you know? You can't just go, oh shit, I got a fucking problem here, and maybe I'm just rambling at this point, but alright, Coach Dad, you gotta go and ask yourself in the mirror, who am I and what do I want in my life? You gotta seriously ask yourself those questions. And that's not a bad thing to say. Like, let's say you're in a shitty relationship, and or you're in a relationship and your partner really says, hey, you know, Frank, I really would like you to lose weight. Let's say your girlfriend goes to you, hey, you know, so-and-so, I really want you to take care of yourself. I want you to lose weight. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. That's not them critiquing you. That's them going, hey, you gotta lose some fucking weight. You know? You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta lose some fucking weight here. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with, you know, your significant other telling you, hey, I really want you to, like, start taking care of yourself, you know? I really want you to start doing that. And it's not a bad thing to say. To go, hey, I want you to do this because I really think it'd be good for you in the long run. You get what I'm saying? It's like we're trying to look after each other. This whole thing is a team effort. This whole thing that we're doing called a relationship is a fucking team effort. It's not I or me. There's no I in team. There isn't. It's not just, you know, you. It's not just me. It's the both of us. You know? And we need to get into this mindset of, okay, I'm in this relationship not for each other. You know? I'm in this relationship for each other, and I want what's best for my significant other. But you also, like, guys and ladies especially, you gotta look at yourself and go, is this relationship benefiting me in the long run? Is this benefiting me in the long run? You know? Maybe I'm just rambling. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I just want to find shit to talk about. And maybe I would like to be a dating coach or some shit, or just a life coach. That'd be good. I'd be a pretty decent life coach. Someone asked me, you know, how do you have this perspective on life? And, you know, I had a depression episode very recently. And I was like, ah, shit, I don't know what to do with myself. And this is not me, like, trying to throw, like, a fucking pity party or whatever. This is, you know, genuine me trying to go, okay, what do I do here? What do I fucking do here? I don't know what to do. I feel lost. I feel genuinely fucking lost with myself. I felt that. I genuinely felt lost with myself. And it's me, you know, saying, okay, it's a little fork in the road. It's a fork in the road from a larger goal. You know? You know what I'm saying? And you gotta go and say to yourself, what do I want in myself? What do I want in myself? What do I want in other people? Like, I try to live my life and go, okay, I want to treat other people how I would want to be treated. You know? I want to go, okay, I want to take care of myself. I want to go to the gym. I want to go have a hobby. I want to work on my job, yada, yada, yada. And all this takes practice. All this takes a long fucking time to... Because you're never going to be... Not master, because you're never going to master this shit. You're always going to be a student of life. It's a good one. Student of life. It's not bad. Damn. It's a good topic title for this podcast. A student of life. But, I don't know. We'll see. Next up, I guess, Jesus, there's a dog barking in the market. Shut the fuck up. Depression's a killer, man. Depression's a silent killer. And we don't do enough to, you know, express the treatment or express, you know, ways that we can treat it, because you're never going to cure it. You're going to treat it. We got to look into, okay, what helps me be happy? What helps me be happy? For me, it's music. For me, it's gaming. For me, it's podcasting. Sports too. Like, I get so excited for Islander games on. And I was talking to my girlfriend earlier today, like, I want to do your makeup. Or I want to brush your hair. Because I know how much that makes you happy. When you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, God damn, look at this smoke show. Because she is. You are a smoke show, babe. Listen, like, you're a smoke show. She's not here right now, but, like, I'm sure she'll listen to this clip. Babe, you are a smoke show. You are hot, okay? You are amazing. You are beautiful. I love you. And you are... literally the best thing that's happened to me in my life in a very long time. Okay? Seriously. And I love seeing you do things that make you happy and take care of yourself and that makes you happy. I love seeing that out of you. Because you know why? Because when shit makes you happy, that makes me happy. Seeing you happy brings a joy to my face. Okay? Brings a joy to my heart. It really, genuinely does. Okay. I'll do it. Alright, thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of Time to BS. My name is Daniel Smooth. I hope to see you guys in this life or the next one. Have a good one, guys.